Welcome to the social circle. It's time to be social while being socially distant, of course.
6 feet?
6 feet, yeah. Well,
three friends in the rooftop sitting 6 feet apart.
Oh, I love
not
it, right?
Because we're gay.
Fine. We're three friends in a rooftop, not even sitting six feet apart because...
Black, Mexican, white.
I don't know. Maybe something will happen later.
Black, Mexican, white. Mexican, white.
But welcome to the highly anticipated social circle. I'm your host. You can call me Big Drink. I'm not going to give you my real name. I'm here with two close friends of mine that I know from back in the day. We're not going to give out real names.
My name's Stormy.
Yep. Stormy? Stormy? That's what you go with?
The Boy and the Girls Club name. That's my nickname.
So, I mean, we're Stormy and Old Greg. So we're just going to talk about just anything, really. But I want to start with something that's really been on my mind, and that's sports. I'm a huge Boston sports fan. By the way, we're live in South Boston, Massachusetts. Right here, I'm on Stormy's rooftop. Just looking at the beautiful view of Boston, the city of champions, but... We haven't been playing like the City of Champions the past few years, really. Last championship we had two in 2018, you know, the Patriots and the Red Sox. That was a hell of a year. But I want to talk about last night, the Bruins game. Bruins lost to the Islanders in game four of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, 4-1. In New York, at the Nassau Coliseum, Tukaras had 30 saves. Kudos to him. I watched the highlights earlier today because I wasn't watching the game. I was actually out grilling for my good friends here and some other people that I don't know. one of them is my wife. she's
gonna take all your money that you don't got.
And because of that comment, I might get divorced today. Who knows? All right, Tukaras, 30 saves. That's great. But his team didn't help him. You know, at first I wanted to blame Tukaras, and then I watched the highlights and just how the rest of the team, you know, the line just gave up on the Islanders, and it's like, why give up, you know? But you know what? I'm not too worried about it because we still got one more game in Nassau, and then we win that, we go back home to the Garden, and we win that, and we're on to the next round to play either, who is it? Is Carolina or Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay, because they're up like 3-1, I believe.
Tampa Bay is up 3-1. You heard old Greg. That was old Greg, in case you didn't hear. Tampa Bay is up 3-1 right now. If we play Tampa Bay, I'll be a little bit concerned. I would hope that we would go 7 games with them. But we need to play better. The Bruins need to play better in overtime and regular time.
If you progressed even as a coach, that'd be better, actually.
Stormy just said, if we put Brad Stevens as the coach of the Bruins, we'll play better. Do you hear this bullshit? This is what I deal with. This is what I deal with. Anyways, switching gears here. The Red Sox win 7-3 against the Yankees last night in New York, in the Bronx. You know, it's funny. I'm a huge Boston sports fan. I've been watching all Boston sports all my life. I didn't know that the first game of that series against the Yankees in the Bronx, the game that we won, I didn't know that was the first time we beat the Yankees in the regular season at Yankee Stadium in 2 years. 2 years ago, we had Alex Cora. We were the defending champions. And here we are facing our rival team, and we beat them. I didn't know that it took 2 years to beat them again in their home field. That's amazing. But it should have been It should have been different. Like it shouldn't have taken that long to beat them, you know. But I'm not gonna talk about the South. Oh, I would love to talk about the Celtics score, but we've been out for like a week now. Celtics lost to the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets moved on to the second round. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks in game one. I don't even know the score because I don't even want to watch the rest of the NBA playoffs now. But I'll tell you this. I predict that the Phoenix Suns, since they beat the defending champions, the Los Angeles Lakers, I think it's going to be Phoenix and Brooklyn in the finals. And I'm being stopped.
No, let me chew my food. That just made me mad, actually. All right, let's talk about this, guys. So, Lakers had some injuries. Correct. Anthony Davis was injured, and Anthony Davis was playing with an injury too in that game. He was trying so hard, but he was just like, "Nope, I can't do it." Now, which is all up to LeBron, who came back from an injury not too long ago. How long ago was that? Two weeks, right? 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago, right? He came back. There was a game he said, oh yeah, LeBron's gonna play against this team in the next game. He didn't do that. He was still injured. But I feel like, and there was just times when LeBron, I see LeBron just on the floor. He would just be on the floor for so long. I'm like, dude, this dude wants free throws so much. And then look what happens. Shit just backfires on him. Now don't get me wrong, the Phoenix Suns are good. I mean, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. They got the Phoenix Suns. They're not okay. I'm not gonna say they're bad, but they beat the Lakers because they had a handicap. Let me just be truthful. It should not have been 3-2. Phoenix were leading. That actually did. Oh, let's talk about this. If that was the Clippers going against the Suns, I'm sorry, but the Clippers would have beat. Yeah. They would have swept the Suns.
Yeah.
Maybe the Suns would have gotten one win. You know, now that people make...
They were lucky.
Like I said, Devin Booker's showing up, though. See, I can't say Devin Booker's bad, but they beat an injured, a less healthy Lakers. You know what I'm saying? So it's like... Now, the Suns... Okay, who are they going against? Oh, wait. They had to go against... it's either the Clippers or the Mavericks. I think the Mavericks are going to... Luka Doncic, I think... Part of me thinks that... and the Jazz. No, they're going against the Jazz.
The Suns... No. The Suns are going against Dallas, right?
No, it's the Jazz, right? Because the Jazz were in it.
No. My bad. It's Dallas and the Clippers, right?
Okay, so right now it's 3-3. Clippers and all. But,
we're having old Greg, yeah. Our sports expert, to, check that.
I remember the Jazz beat fucking... Who did they... They beat the... Not the Wizards. They beat... Because remember, they advanced, too. The Jazz beat fucking...
Of course the Jazz advanced. They're the number one seed.
The Grizzlies.
They beat the Grizzlies. Yeah. Yeah. So now, the Suns are gonna go. They're gonna go now.
They have to wait because Utah won that 4-1.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. The Suns are going against them, right?
I'm surprised the Grizzlies got a win on them.
Okay, come on. No, John Moran's pretty good, dude. I mean, he just needed
He's
more.
He's good.
They'll play either the Clippers or the Mavericks.
The Suns, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now that...
Now the Jazz will play, then the Phoenix Suns
will play. Oh, right. It's Dallas and the Clippers are playing game 7 tonight.
The Nuggets.
Oh, the Nuggets. Oh, I forgot about the Nuggets.
About the Nuggets. Yo,
all right, so guys, there you go, guys. So, okay, now... I think the Suns are probably going to beat the Nuggets. Because the Nuggets... Okay, God, I see... Like, these teams that are playing against each other are so weird. Now, you got Dallas and, you know, you got the Mavericks and the Clippers. I think the Mavericks are going to win Game 7. I'm sorry. Luka, I think they're actually going to win the finals. I have a feeling. I'm calling it right.
You think Dallas is winning the finals?
Yep. That's my... I'm going to stick with it. I'm not changing it. I don't even care if they go against the Nets. They're going to beat the Nets. The only reason why the Nets are winning is because they have three human cheat codes
each. Now, let me ask you something. What if it's Utah and Brooklyn in the finals? If it's the Jazz and the Nets in the finals, he has to open his drink again.
Hold up. Who did the Jazz beat?
The Jazz beat the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies. That was an easy team. Okay, that I think honestly, There you go. See, those are questions that I like. Now I can answer you, and I can answer in the right way.
I don't like predicting the future. I hate predicting the future.
No. Do you know, here's the thing about predicting the future. You know, everybody always like, you know, people like to put like a lot of like, you know, bets on these games. People were probably betting on the Lakers. You know how much money those people lost thinking that they were going to beat the Suns? The Suns. Whoever bet on the Suns, like I said.
They made money.
Yeah. But nobody was expecting, that's like,
people. I didn't expect that. When I saw that the Suns were up 3-2, I said, nah, LeBron's going to get on his shit.
I said the same thing. He's
LeBron's going to get on his shit.
And look what happened.
Carry his team to a 7-game series.
Because Kuzma doesn't fucking play, dude. Kuzma's getting paid $40 million for what? A 1 point? LeBron's about to trade the whole team. It's over. Next season, that team is gone, dude. He's going to trade everybody, dude.
LeBron's
going to
trade.
Yeah, what they said to Lonzo. Remember what happened when Lonzo was on the team? LeBron's going to trade. They were just chanting. And I know LeBron heard it because LeBron was ready. Like
Brandon Ingram, so they were chanting it. It was like every time LeBron's going to trade you.
I know he's on the Jazz, right? It's funny that he's
on the Pelicans.
The Pelicans. No, who was the dude? No. Who's the dude that was on the Jazz? The one that he touched LeBron when he made the point, the 3-pointer, and LeBron was like, the dude on the Jazz, not Brandon. It was
Rudy Gay.
The one that he traded that was on the Lakers too. It wasn't Brandon Ingram. It wasn't Brandon. It was the other dude. He was with Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, the other one. It was Jordan Clarkson. Look at that. He's like, LeBron traded him.
Yeah.
And he's.
It was probably for a good reason.
Yeah, because LeBron was trying to make cap space. He had to trade Jordan Clarkson to make cap space for the Lakers. Here's the thing. If he would have just kept Rondo and the people that he. Rondo's really smart. You see, his IQ is. His IQ is insane.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel bad. I'm like talking the whole time without giving you guys a say.
That's
here.
Fine. But I do want to switch gears. I want to talk a little bit about the Celtics and the decisions they're making. And then I'm going to move along. Don't worry. I'm going to move along with the latest breaking NFL news about Julio Jones going to the Titans, because I'm going to talk a lot of shit about that. So, because I have a lot of things to get off my chest. I want to drop a pipe bomb on the Falcons for making the most stupid decision ever.
28-3.
So, Celtics. So, okay, Celtics lost in 5 games to the Brooklyn Nets. Danny Ainge decides to retire. Good, because I wanted to get rid of him years ago. I wanted him gone years ago because he's disrespected my team and disrespecting my city, disrespecting my arena. All right, the arena that I grew up in. I know the TD Garden since it was the Boston Garden, the Fleet Center. You know, I am going the hell in right now. Danny Ainge decides to retire. So you promote Brad Stevens, the worst head coach in history of basketball, to president of basketball operations? Are you kidding me?
Do people actually think Brad Stevens is a good coach?
Brad Stevens is a shitty coach. I knew he was going to be a shitty coach when we picked him up after Doc Rivers left. No. Hold on. I'm going to let you finish. But Brad Stevens is the worst coach of all time.
No, I mean, he sucks in crunch time.
Brad Stevens is the Bobby Valentine of basketball. That's how much I hate him.
That's funny. I can't even get that.
Because just like Bobby Valentine fucked us in 1 year. Fucked the Red Sox in 1 year. With no Vaseline.
He said no protection.
Nothing. No rubber, no Vaseline, nothing. Just raw. Just fucked us raw. Mm-hmm. Brad Stevens fucked the Celtics raw for 8 years.
And we still have
the good players that we had while Brad Stevens was coach. I know why Terry Rozier wanted to leave. Now I understand that. Now I understand why the big dude we had.
Al Horford.
Al Horford left. And the other big dude.
Oh,
Ann's
cancer?
Aaron Baines.
Aaron Baines left.
Aaron Baines was traded.
Right.
For the pick that became.
But he wanted that. He wanted that shit. Listen, I'm going to tell you guys. I'm going to tell you guys a little personal story, right, about the Boston Celtics, right? I'm a former security guard. I worked security for 4 years. I was working security at TD Garden. I was in the back locker room area. During a playoff game in 2017 or 18 against the 76ers, when we beat them in 5 games. 18. Or 6 games, something like
18,
that.
18. Games,
18,
yes.
5 games. Okay. I just dropped my cigarette. Whoops. Listen. I'm in the locker room. I'm just watching the players walk by. They're fist bumping me. Like, yeah, thank you for what you do. Like, yo, I tell you, when I had a full conversation with Al Horford, I almost shit my pants because I was so excited to see him. Oh, my God. Like, Al Horford is taller than me, first off. I'm 6'2". Al Horford is like 7 feet tall. He's a big dude. And the Celtics fucked up getting rid of him. Let me just throw that out there, sidebar. But I'm in the back there, and I see Aaron Baines warming up in the back. It was halftime. He's walking around, and he's like, he straight up said these words. I will never forget these words. Fuck! This is what he said. He said, fuck! I play with a bunch of fucking idiots! That's what Aaron Baines said in front of me. And I wanted to say, yo, calm down. But you know what? No. I'm afraid of that motherfucker. You know, when I saw him mad like that, yo.
You know who Al Horford was scared of? LeBron. Every time he dumped, Al Horford was like, I'm not touching that.
Yeah.
That dude was a big...
He was a big pussy. Al Horford was too scared. He was too scared of LeBron.
Can we go to the store in a little bit?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, no problem. Yeah. I want to get some water too, actually.
So,
I have to stay inside because my glass of water.
I'll say this. Yeah, don't mind that. We need to get rid of Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens shouldn't be promoted to basketball president of operations. No. Brad Stevens needs to go home. We took a coach, a head coach. From what he coached Butler?
Yeah.
He was a college coach. Why take him when we just got rid of Doc Rivers, when we could have taken, I don't know, somebody better than him? Like, shit.
We took him because at the time we were starting a rebuild and we thought a new coach would bring in a new culture and everything else would help these new things. We weren't planning on progressing as fast. The problem is that the players outgrew the coach. That's what the number one problem is that the players got better. And a lot of it's probably when they got Kyrie and Hayward and Horford is that they don't want to have to play like you're still in college. Brad just doesn't have the it factor. The NBA and college are different animals. And these players or whatever... The players run the show in the NBA. In the NCAA, it's the schools that's out there that dictate everything. But when you're in the NBA, you call the shots. And so that says that it's a matter of the team outgrew the coach.
The GM.
Okay.
That is true.
That is true. That is true.
LeBron proves that too.
Yeah. You know... And I got some things to say about LeBron, too. I have a lot of things to say to LeBron.
I knew it. I was waiting for it, dude.
But I'm going to say this. For our new head coach, we need a former Celtic that knows the team, knows what the hell he's doing.
Kevin Garnett.
And this is my top 5 list. Okay, so I said former Celtic, but it doesn't really have to be a former Celtic. I'll say this.
Jason Kidd.
Number one, Paul Pierce. I don't care what he did in his house, in his personal time. Of course, he shouldn't have live streamed that. You know, with strippers and all. But I would have done that myself. Exactly. Exactly what Stormy just said. Two, Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett was a hell of a player for us. He was a hell of a player. Three, I might fuck around and say Ray Allen. Ray Allen was a hell of a player for us. You know, Ray Allen was a good 3-point shooter.
What team is he on now?
Ray Allen's retired. Four. I'm going to throw Jason Kidd in there. Yep. Jason Kidd was nasty.
He retired from the fucking head coach for the Blazers.
And you two are going to be surprised when I say number five. The White Mamba, Brian Scalabrine.
Okay, let me get my skills.
They're all shocked that I said that.
I'm not shocked. That's stupid. No, I'm kidding.
It's not stupid. And we can talk about that.
You're stupid.
Yeah,
you're not just wrong. You're stupid.
No,
I'll get you, and I'll make you look like it was a bloody accident.
No, but
if you want to wait up here for us,
we'll go to the store. Yeah, I'll wait for y'all.
You know
what?
All right.
You know, I'm going to talk about some other stuff.
Yeah, we'll be quick, all right? Yeah. You want to order? I got stamps.
Yeah. So, another thing. LeBron James is a great player. He's a great player. I'll give him that. But I don't think he's the greatest of all time. Okay? The greatest of all time in basketball is Jordan back in, you know, whenever he played, you know, back in my mother and father's days. By the way, I'm 23, all right? So, the person I would say from my era, from my generation, that's the greatest player of all time, and God rest his soul, Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was the Michael Jordan of my generation, and it broke my heart when he died. I feel like if Kobe Bryant was still around right now, I would love, you know, I would have loved to meet him in person. I would have loved to see him coach the Lakers or by the Lakers or by the 76ers, his hometown team, you know, because he grew up in Philadelphia. Just, It broke my heart when Kobe died. It really broke my heart. And to this day, when he died, I immediately went online and bought a Kobe jersey. Because I love him or hate him, he was the greatest player of all time. Greatest player in my generation. He was the GOAT of my time. Now, with that being said, and this is kind of stupid, me switching gears, you know, from sport to sport, but I'm going to talk football right now. NFL breaking news. Julio Jones has been traded or to be traded to the Tennessee Titans. I don't like that at all. Here's my thing. Here's why. Because my team, the New England Patriots, are going to struggle this season. We're going to struggle this season because, sure, we got good receivers. But if Julio Jones and Cam Newton or whoever the hell they put as their starting QB were playing on the same line, playing at the same time, it's over. Julio Jones could be another Troy Brown. I'm not going to say Cam Newton is the next Tom Brady because he's not. Nobody can replace Tom Brady. Nobody can replace the greatest of all time. Tom Brady is my hometown hero. When he decided to leave the Patriots, I cried. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I cried, went in my room, drank 12 beers. I bawled my eyes out. And I was rewatching his last game in New England, the wild card game back in 2019 season, the playoffs, when we lost to the Tennessee Titans. It broke my heart to see Tom Brady leave New England. When I got that news, it hurt. That was like a knife going right through my fucking heart. I will say this, though. Love him or hate him, Tom Brady is always going to be my childhood hero. Tom Brady will always be my most favorite quarterback of all time. Because I got favorite players in every position, in every sport. And if you want to hear, my favorite position in every sport, let me know. Just don't bring up hockey, because I don't know hockey. I don't know hockey positions that much, or position players. I'll tell you this, though, about hockey. Because I know some of you are going to probably ask this question. Little sidebar here. If you ask about hockey, my favorite position players of all time is the 2011 Stanley Cup champion winning Bruins. Every single one of them were freaking amazing in that series, that season. So moving on. Nobody can replace Tom Brady on the Patriots. Cam Newton got lucky that he got another contract, because I wouldn't have given him another contract. I wouldn't have given him an extension. I wouldn't have done that. I would have said, you know what? Screw you. Let's find someone else. But who else do we got? There's not that many good quarterbacks in free agency. So we pick up a rookie from Alabama and Mac Jones. I saw his highlights in college. He's a hell of a player. I'll give him that. But he's not Tom Brady. He is not Tom Brady. Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, they can't make a new Tom Brady. They can't do that. You know, I was honored and privileged to watch Tom Brady move on. I didn't think that he would take the Joe Montana route and go to another team, just like Joe Montana did when he left the 49ers and went to the Chiefs. But I also didn't expect Tom Brady to leave the Patriots, go to the Buccaneers, and win the Super Bowl with the Buccaneers. I thought it would be a close game, but damn, that was a blowout. And I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. I didn't expect it to be that close. I didn't expect it to be a blowout, but I knew Brady was going to win either way. Brady plays to win when he's in the big dance. And his teammates were helping him.
The Chiefs didn't have anything on Brady. Now, you guys can say what you want. You know, the referees cheated him. The referees helped him out. The referees wanted this, that, the third, whatever. Tom Brady is now a 7-time world champion. And he ain't going nowhere. This is the Social Circle, live in South Boston, Mass. I'm your host, Big Drink. I'm out here waiting for my friends to come back. Waiting on Stormy and old Greg to come back here. Just sitting on the roof deck, looking at the beautiful view of Boston. Loving it. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about me. You know, you guys definitely don't know about me. I'm just a kid that grew up out here. I grew up out here in South Boston. I grew up all over Boston. I've been on radio shows. I've been on TV. I haven't been on a podcast. But just being on TV, being on the radio, just talking to people, because I love talking to people, I said, why not? Let's do this. I had planned this out last year before the pandemic hit. Then the pandemic hit, so things changed a little bit. Even during the pandemic, we were still planning on it. Originally, it was supposed to be me and my older sister. My older sister is not here. She's out of town. So she'll probably be mad at me when she finds out I did the first episode without her. I'm just letting y'all know a little bit about me. I'm 23 years old. I'm engaged. About to be married. I have a beautiful 3-year-old son who annoys the hell out of me, but I love him for that. It's an inspiration. I didn't have it easy growing up, but I could talk about that in the next episode. I decided to do this podcast because I like talking. I just love talking. Especially when I drink. I love to talk. You know? I'm going to talk about all sorts of things. Sports. Life. Relationships. Politics. Just anything that comes to mind. I'm a huge wrestling fan. I've been watching WWE since I was a little boy, since I was 5 years old. I watched, you know, John Cena's debut when he started in WWE. I was around for Eddie Guerrero and the rest of his career before he died, which really broke my heart because I was crying when he died. I was 7 years old when he died, and that broke my heart. It really did. I'm just a 23-year-old kid living in the projects with my grandmother. She raised me. My mother's still around. She lives down the street from me, and I like that. Because even though my mother didn't raise me, I still love her to death. Even though my father wasn't around until I was 18 years old, I still love him because me and him have a relationship now. I can say, I'm one of those kids that can say, I know my dad and I know my mom. I remember growing up being the kid that would look outside and see a little boy or a little girl walking with, you know, mommy and daddy holding hands, swinging them up and down, swinging the little boy and girl, you know, up and down. Seeing it on the beach, and that's why I didn't like going outside much. Things have changed, you know? Even during this pandemic, I'm still able to see my dad. I'm still able to see my family. My entire family is fully vaccinated. I'm not going to throw the vaccine on y'all. I'm not going to tell y'all to take it. I'm not going to tell y'all not to take it. But I'm fully vaccinated and I'm Gucci. I have a beautiful, supportive, loving fiance that I've known for 12 years. We grew up together. We've always lived next door to each other. She's great. We have our ups and downs, but that's every relationship. And the only differences between me and her and other people that I've been with is we could talk it out. We could squash that shit. Thank you. And again, I'll talk more about that in future episodes.
Yeah, you said you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
So now my boys are back with ice cold water. Even though I got some ice cold Budweisers, but that's not going to hydrate me. That's going to dehydrate me.
Dehydrate.
So. Damn, what else to talk about? What's going on in the world?
We're going to die next year.
I want to talk a little bit about this this pandemic.
This fake ass pandemic.
Oh my god, you're full of shit, bro. Don't say that. Come on, man.
You know it's
all right. I'm gonna say this. All right, I talked a little bit about, you know, getting vaccinated, and you know, I'm not gonna push the vaccine on everybody, but I'm fully vaccinated. You know. Some of my friends are fully vaccinated. My family's fully vaccinated. This pandemic really hit us hard. You know, the fact that I wasn't able to leave my house unless I wore a face mask. I see all these businesses that I grew up with from my day, you know, growing up as a kid, riding my bicycle everywhere. My first bicycle. Because, you know, I have a new one now. All these businesses shutting down, going bankrupt because the pandemic hit them that damn hard.
Especially the video game consoles like PS5 and all that. They delayed us.
It hurt. Yeah. You know, it hurt to see my city like this. You know, the city that I grew up in. I know it wasn't our fault. I know that.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
I know.
Cut it out, man. Screw you, man.
It's not your fault, son.
Screw you. Leave me alone, man. Yeah,
it's not your fault. You know, we should
bring
up here, actually?
Who?
No. You should bring Johnny up here. He said no.
Don't do that shit.
Please, no. I had however many hours I was yesterday. So. I do babbling friggin' New York Islanders every 5 seconds.
Yo, dude,
anyway, we can talk about that in a minute. Jesus Christ, David Billy, this is your fault.
Hey, don't
let me
come over there and suck it.
Oh, this first episode is kind of ruined. Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. All right, so I'll say this.
You know what I'm gonna spam with calls?
When I first heard about it, I thought, okay, this is all just bullshit. It's just like, you know, Ebola and the swine flu and all that. Like, yeah, we're just going to get a new vaccine for it and that's it. But then the whole state shut down. We were on lockdown for months. I was out of work for a couple weeks, but, you know, only because at the time I was a security guard. But my grandmother was out of work for damn near 6 months. My grandmother runs a daycare. She owns her own business in my house where I grew up in. Yeah, I bet most of y'all are wondering, how do I deal with, you know, being woken up at 7 in the morning with screaming, crying kids? It's not easy, trust me. That's why I'm glad she's retiring next year. She was out of work. She wasn't making money. She was getting shit for unemployment. So who had to put food on the table? Who had to put the money in her hand? Who had to pay the rent? Me. I had to pay all of that shit. I had to pay the rent, the bills, put food on the table. It wasn't easy. This pandemic really screwed us.
Like, it's such a bad word. Like, now we're getting the restrictions lifted now, so it's like, you know, it's starting to come back to normal, but, like, it's like, part of me just wants to still wear the mask because I don't trust this COVID.
So here's the thing with the restriction being lifted. Here's my opinion on this. I'm fully vaccinated. You're fully vaccinated. You, have you gotten vaccinated? No, right?
I don't believe that shit.
All right. Whatever. I'm not going to judge you for that. Because now they're saying, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear your mask anywhere. There's a liquor store around the corner from my house. Literally, during the pandemic, they didn't give a damn about the mask. They said, you could go in without it, with it, I don't care.
Because they probably don't believe in that shit.
Like, you know, right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Those people probably don't care. This one here, the one under me, where I live, yeah. I went in there one time without a mask. Like, they're like, nope, get out.
There's all these stores that got, you know, the sign on their door that says, no mask, no service.
Burger King has it.
And, like, I remember all last year when this pandemic hit, right when the pandemic hit, before the pandemic hit, I remember being, okay, I got to get my phone, wallet, keys. All last year I had to remember phone, wallet, keys, mask. It went from 3 to 4. Yo, this pandemic really screwed me. It almost took my uncle. You know, I was exposed to COVID twice. And getting that test is, first off, it's bullshit. You know, you got to get a Q-tip up your nose and shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know, the COVID test.
Yeah, wait, you said a Q-tip.
Yeah, the cotton swab, whatever the fuck. They put it up your nose, stick it up in there. Dude, and I actually had surgery during the pandemic, and I didn't want to get surgery during the pandemic. I was hoping that my knees would stay with me and just not fuck up. But, you know, I got hurt at work, well, on my way home from work, and I just kept on working, regardless of, you know, my uncle testing positive and almost damn near dying from COVID, because, like, he had tubes down his throat. He was on the ventilator, man. It was bad. And he sent me a video of him in the hospital. It was that bad. Because, like, literally, he was at home. He lost, you know, taste and smell. He couldn't taste or smell nothing. Goes to the hospital. They say, yeah, you tested positive, whatever. Put him in the room right there at Brigham Hospital. And, bro, he looked terrible. Terrible. That broke my heart seeing him like that.
Have you seen the COVID, like, in India, dude? That shit's bad. It's bad, dude.
There's a lot of countries that are still struggling with COVID.
Like, I see more in India. I see more with
So my country, Dominican Republic, they have the vaccine. Nobody wants to take it. And that's why Dominican Republic is shut down again.
Because they said...
Like, literally, bro, the curfew is literally 1 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night.
That's what it was. I think here it was, like, 5.
Here, you had to be in by 11 o'clock.